Hello, everybody. Welcome to Health Chatter. Today's show is on dreams. And this should be really interesting as it relates to health. And we're going to try to make that connection with a wonderful guest. And I'll introduce her in a minute. We've got a great crew that keeps us alive and kicking as it relates to getting the shows out to you, the listening audience. We've got Maddie Levine-Wolf, Aaron Collins, and DeAndre Howard. I'll do background research for us. Matthew Campbell is our production guru. Sheridan Nygaard also does background research, but also does marketing for our shows. So thank you to all of you. Without them, frankly, the show wouldn't get out to you, the listening audience. So thank you to you guys. Clarence Jones is my colleague in doing these shows since day one. We've known each other a long, long time, and it's been super, super wonderful. And then, of course, there's Dr. Barry Baines, joined us a year and 4 months ago, we figured out, and he provides us with some medical insight into all the shows that we have. So thank you to all of you. Human Partnership is our sponsor for these shows. It's a community health organization that does absolutely wonderful, wonderful things in the community affecting people's health. You can check them out at humanpartnershipalliance.org. You can check us out at healthchatterpodcast.com. All the shows are available. They'll be transcribed if you want to read them, or you can listen to them. So thanks again to everybody. Today, we're talking about dreams, and we have a wonderful guest with us. Her name is Diana Sabrine. And, you know, we met, I'll tell you the background for everybody. We met down in Costa Rica, in the middle of a Costa Rican jungle. And she was part of the crew there that was keeping us, all the people that came to this retreat, in line. And I was really, really struck by Diana's creativity. And we can get into that too. But one of the things that she was able to do is get us, a group of us, thinking about what our dreams are. And she asked us, and I've got mine here. I got it in front of me. It's right here. It's right here. Okay. So she asked us this question. I'll share with the audience here my dream. Okay. She asks us, what's your big dream? And write it down. Okay, you remember this, Diana?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very clearly, right? Okay, so here's mine. All right, I want my mental health to be in sync with my physical health now and ongoing. And I want all my connections, like family and friends, the activities I do, etc., to support it. Okay. Now, I will say this, everybody had different angles on their dreams, you know, what they were dreaming about and what they wanted to wish or dream on. The next question is, you ask, well, why is that your dream? You know, I think that was the why. There was the why behind it. So then I added this, ready? It will make the rest of my years enlightening and happy and connected in new ways. Then you asked, these are the questions, right? What's holding you back? Okay. Or slowing you down, I guess was another way of saying it. And my answer to that I wrote down on this little piece of paper, the size of the steps that it takes in order to accomplish it, changing perspectives as you age, and the assessing and reflecting on what I missed that got me to the point that I'm dreaming about something differently. So, and then of course, then Diana, had everybody share their illustrious dreams, and then she went and did her thing. Now, in a really creative way, I must say, she's got an incredible background. You could check out her she's got a great website actually. It's thebigdream.life, and you can see all the different things that she does. And there's also great pictures of Diana on the on the website. So thank you for being with us and talking with us today about dreams. I will tell you this, that I've got some stories I will reflect on and share with some patients. And I've come to realize that some dreams are like right in front of you, and some are long time or long term types of dreams that I realize. There's also dreams that we have at night, which we aren't going to get into because those that's a whole other thing that's related to sleep. But thanks for being with us. It's really great to have you.
Thanks for having me. That was the best intro. I love that you just bared your soul and told us about all of
Yeah,
your
well,
big dreams and what's
yeah.
holding you back from them as the intro. That is exactly the way I like to be introduced.
Well, all right. So here's, I kind of know your background a little bit, but why don't you share with all of us, how you got involved in this dreaming?
Yes,
Okay.
absolutely. So I'll start with the end, which is now. I'll start with the now. So currently I do life and business coaching. I work a lot with creatives and entrepreneurs, but not exclusively. And I named my business The Big Dream. The reason I did that is because I have lived a life that's pretty non-standard. I've had a lot of creative and adventurous career paths, which I can tell you about. And the number one thing that I kept hearing from people is there's two things. One is you're so lucky, and the other is I wish I could do that. And these are people that are no less lucky than me, no less privileged than me, right? But there's a belief system that they have that they have to stay on the straight and narrow, do whatever job they think they're supposed to do whatever they think their parents or their partner think they're supposed to do, and haven't really thought about what their big dream is and what they actually want to do. So, after many, many years of hearing this over and over, I decided to start doing life and business coaching to help people actually take those steps to, number one, figure out what they want to be doing, and then number two, make it happen, right? So, some people come to me with big dreams and they're like, I want to do this project. And then some people are like, I don't know, man. All I know is what I'm doing now isn't working, or there's something that's missing, right? And then my background that got me to this point, I mean, the big dream kind of smushes together a lot of what I've done with my life and what I like to do with my life, which is also something I like to help clients do, is smush things together ra rather than remove parts of themselves. But so my background is about 20 years as a professional photographer, so running my own business, having a creative career. And then I've always partnered photography with doing something, what I call empowerment education. So I've always done photography and then I kind of had like a second thing that I would do on the side that would always include empowerment education. So I've done a lot of outdoor guiding, mountain guiding, a lot of corporate team building and leadership development. I have taught photography as a tool for social change, internationally and locally. I started a nonprofit called Shoot Cameras, Not Guns, and what I started it by I started it kind of accidentally, teaching journalists in exile from Myanmar living in Thailand how to take photos of human rights abuses and get them out into the rest of the world. So there's all this kind of crazy stuff that I've done, and I guess to me it's not so crazy, but to everyone. To a lot of people, if you haven't done this stuff before, you're like, well, how am I supposed to start a business or go on an adventure or change something small even in my life if I don't have a path, right? With doctors, medical career, there's like a path, right? You guys go to med school, you go to undergrad, you go to med school, you go to residency, there's a path, right? And if you're doing something outside of that, there's not necessarily a path. So, to wrap it all up, what I do is help people figure out what it is they really actually want to be doing rather than what they think they should be doing. And then figure out what the steps are to get them there.
So let me ask you this, because, as I've been thinking about this, is there a distinction based on what you've gone through and helped people with? Is there a distinction between dreams and wishes?
Interesting question. Dreams and wishes. I think they're similar. I think wishes to me a little bit imply lack of control, right? Like, oh, I wish I could do that. Whereas once you take something and you kind of acknowledge that it's your dream, it gives you a little bit more personal power to take it and do something about it. So, when I asked that question, Stan, the third or fourth question there, and I asked this series of questions that I gave you, this is the series of questions that I start with working with people, either one-on-one or in workshops or in groups, is what is your big dream and then what's holding you back? And when I ask what's holding you back or what your biggest challenge is, rarely do I mean what are the external factors in your life that make you think you can't do this, right? Like, I'm not talking about your financial status. I'm not talking about your privilege or lack of. I'm talking about what is within you. What is your belief system that within you is holding yourself back, right? How are you getting in your own way? So to me, I feel like a wish can be a seed of a dream, but a wish makes it kind of sound like it's unattainable and c takes the personal responsibility off of creating it.
Yeah. So, from a health standpoint, I mean, Clarence is involved with, in the community a lot, and there's kind of like these big dreams, like, world peace. Okay. Or, it's like I call, what I wish for or dream about? A worldwide chill out day, where everybody would just chill out for one day. Just give it a try and see what happens. But let me tell you about a story that just happened, frankly, this week. So I saw a couple of orthopedic patients this week, and one of them was an 85-year-old woman who said to me, after she had her knee surgery done, she said, "I dream, get a load of this, I dream about time that I have that is pain free. I dream about that." Okay, which I thought was really interesting. And so, I was able to say, well, hopefully your dream is going to come true, And so I see that as being kind of a short kind of a dream, maybe a quick kind of thing that your dream comes true. Okay, whereas there's other dreams that have this long, long tail to them that it's a process of maybe getting to it. So maybe you can reflect on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, the health stuff is hard because that seems to actually be a place where we have, to some extent, a lack of control. And there are things we can do about it, right? There's physical remedies, there are spiritual, mental remedies that we can work towards. But that's where it gets a little bit tricky, to just make something happen or not happen, even if we do the work. And you're talking about like National Chill Out Day, right?
Yeah,
And that is a thing that
international.
International Chill Out Day, or like every other day, honestly. I mean, I think that busyness in our society is a bit of disease, which could be a whole nother podcast episode.
Yeah.
But if you're having health issues, you might have these dreams and you aren't necessarily able to just get up and do the things that you need to do or that you want to do to make these dreams happen, right? To get yourself pain-free, to create a business, to travel the world, whatever the thing is. And so you have to really accept that International Chill Out Day might be a lot of days for you, right? And this is where it's really important to kind of like clean up what your dreams are and figure out what do you actually want, right? Like fine-tune things, take out the trash, get rid of things that might be old dreams, right? You don't have to hold on to every dream you've ever had. And this is really can be really debilitating, especially if you're like a smart and successful person who likes to do things in the world and make things happen. It's actually hard to let go of things that you decided a long time ago you wanted to make happen. Right? So every once in a while we have to do like a dream purge, right? To really be able like to keep our energy in check and use the energy we have, however big or small that is, and really get that laser vision in on what is the big dream, which is why I called it the big dream. So it's really the thing you want to do. That said, we all have a million little dreams or goals, and it doesn't have to, it doesn't always have to be about the big thing. Sometimes it can be, I want enough energy to get to the grocery store today. Sometimes it can be, I want to take over the world and build a new democracy, right? Like, however big or small the thing is, there's little steps and there's big steps. And Stan, what struck me about your answer of what's holding you back, part of that was that the steps appear huge. So having that big dream is important to get us through all the steps, but really a lot of things are a series of little steps. And quite honestly, a lot of them are a series of really annoying little steps, right? That we don't want to spend our time doing, which is why it's important that the end goal is something that you actually care for and that you actually want to invest in.
So Barry.
Yes, thank you. So I wanted to expand the, or actually just clarify the definition a little bit more. And Diana, happily, you mentioned the G word, goal, because that's the thing that I'm trying to figure out is where on this continuum. I mean, it's sort of like we're mapping out a continuum, wishes, dreams, and my vocabulary oftentimes equates goals closer, with dreams, although it's a matter of scope. I mean, dreams could be, I dream of world peace. That's a very global thing. Whereas the patient that Stan talked about, I dream of being pain-free. My medical interpretation of that was be would be what are the steps needed to have the goal of being pain-free. So sometimes it's a matter of scope. And because you do life and business coaching, I'm going to bring in the health part of it, because it's health as relates to a person's either ability or disability that I could see potentially can get in the can be a barrier to achieving, whether it be goals and dreams. But I just want to make sure, our is my when I talk about goals, is that the same context that you use with people, and kind of stating what their dream is, or is dreams a bit more expansive than goals, which can still be long-term goals, but I don't know, just seem more less creative and more practical. Whereas when I think of dreams, I think of more creativity and kind of expanding. So I'm gonna just toss that fuzzy ball
Yeah, great. I love
over
that
to
fuzzy
you to
ball. I
see,
caught it.
what can you help us with, kind of sorting through some of that?
Yeah, I would love to. You guys are asking such interesting questions about distinctions today, like wishes versus dreams and goals versus dreams. And yeah, I mean, I guess when I hear the word goal, I associate it with like a little bit more dry and boring stuff than dreams, right? However, like goals are really important and they're a big part of it. And you know, it's important to tie in here that I do life and business coaching. And I'm in the business of like tying those things together. So a goal could be my goal is to check all my emails today, right? A goal could also be I want to retire on a farm outside of Paris, right? You can call it a goal, you can call it a dream, but I guess the question is like, what are the intentions behind it and what's the magic behind it? What's the drive behind it? So a goal might be, you know, I'm helping you figure out, you know, your goal is to check your emails, all your emails today, but the end goal is so that you can like move to a farm outside of Paris, right? So there's big goals and there's little goals. What I'm wary of is empty goals, right? And goals that don't have any why. So one of the questions I asked Stan and company in that workshop in the Costa Rican jungle is why is this thing your big dream? And the reason I ask people why is for a few reasons. One is because the most important one is probably that knowing your why and stating your why is the biggest thing in getting you through the hard times of getting towards your dream or end goal, whatever you want to call it. So if you don't really know what your why is, it's a little bit harder to hold on to. It's a little bit more amalgamous. Whereas if you have a why, you're like, okay, this is why I'm doing the thing, and you can kind of hold that passion behind it. Another reason I ask people what their why is quite honestly because I want to make sure that they're being selfish about it. And world peace, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and for this is where everything I do works with a regenerative model. So regenerative life model, regenerative business model. What this means is that it's not just sustainable. You can't just keep it going, but ideally it's making your life better. It's making the world better. Whatever you're doing is making you better, right? So there's this growth behind it, not just sustainability. So the reason I want it to be selfish is because you're going to burn out if it's not selfish, right? So world peace is great, but why? Right? Why world peace and what does that mean for you? And what is the specific thing that you have control of that you're going to do in the world? How are you going to show up in the world? How are you going to take care of yourself? And you know, how are you going to take care of yourself so you can keep on showing up and doing the work that you want to do, even if it is a larger goal, exterior world peace goal?
You know, there's a lot of different words that kind of come and go when you're talking about, certainly about dreams. So for instance, happiness, it seems is part of a dream, at least a good dream. And the other thing that came to my mind, especially when dealing with in the health arena and people who are sick is sickness. It's like, okay, I might have a dream today, but then tomorrow, if I'm diagnosed with cancer, it's just like all of a sudden it has an effect. I would think it would have an effect on a person's dream. Okay. I never thought I'd have to deal with this, and because of it, it's getting in the way of accomplishing, you know, a dream. And so, from a health perspective, staying healthy, I think, goes hand in hand with dreaming. At least that's how I perceive it.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the health issues that we experience in the world are, you know, can be caused, at least partially caused, by living lives that are too stressful, doing things that we don't really want to be doing. And we, you know, at least as like Americans, these people here in the on a Zoom call on a podcast, you know, we have enough chutzpah, enough privilege, enough whatever you want to call it, that we can go and create things differently, right? Create our lives differently, create spaces for health and growth. there was a thing that Barry was saying about pain that I wanted to come back to, and the root cause of pain. And I want to equate the why behind your big dream a little bit with root causes of illness. I know this isn't directly answering the question you just asked, Stan, but so when I think about the whys behind our big dream, to me that's kind of like saying, what is the root cause of your illness? Right? So not just do you want to be pain, like I want to be pain-free, but figuring out what is the cause of your pain so we can get to the root of it and eliminate it and eliminate whatever else is causing it. So much with dreams, the why is getting towards the what is the root cause of this dream and what are you actually trying to get towards, right? It's kind of the opposite of root cause of illness. It's like root cause of glory. What's your root cause of, what is the root cause of your happiness? Right? How are you actually going to get happy? Is it by having a bunch of money? Probably not. Is it having money so that you can travel and see beautiful things and interact with people and build community? Maybe. Right? So having a bunch of money is not the end goal. And honestly, even having great health out isn't the end goal. It's having great health so that I can, right, live my life in fill in the blank, whatever way you want it to be.
So, there's personal dreams, and then there's the connection of at least the way I perceive it. Maybe Clarence, you can even chime in on this one. It's personal and connected with communities that you're involved with, groups of people that you're involved with. Like, Diana, I could, I think about, the time we all spent down in Costa Rica, and there's part of the dream that says, God, keeping that energy going was is special. So anyway, there's all that as it relates to dreams and wishes and happiness and the whole thing.
So I was thinking about what you were saying. There is a collective community dream. I think that it's people think broadly on how do we want to make things happen, and then you talked about how you help people to realize those dreams or to act on those dreams, those kinds of things. And so I don't know that people often use the term dream when they talk about collective actions. They just say we want to get this done, and they don't realize that it is a part of a process. So I think that what you're saying is very true, is that there is a dream that people have, but I don't necessarily know that they necessarily think about it as a dream, or they don't, or they think about it, or they don't think that it's doable.
Exactly.
Is the other part. So, but I do believe or think that when you can articulate, what you're doing, it makes it so much easier. So that was my thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's part of why I have people clarify what their big dreams are and say them out loud. And I'm not attached to what they are, and I'm not attached to if they change in 5 minutes, right? Like you can have a different big dream at the end of the workshop than you did at the beginning of the workshop, and that's fine. But being able to articulate it is really important and state it out loud so that you can move towards something. And Clarence, I think I'm in the business of proving people wrong that they can't do their big dreams, right? If someone thinks they can't do it, I'm in the business of proving them wrong. And I, my gift to give is that I can kind of like see this potential future for everyone, right? This best highest self of everyone and what you're capable of. Even if you don't think you are, right? If there's a seed of a dream in you, I see this version of your life where you can make it happen. And then because I have this like eclectic background of I'm kind of a generalist, I can really help people with a lot of logistics of a lot of things as well. And again, like whether it's me or someone else, just having some kind of support is really important, right? So take a business class, take a health class, phone a friend. right? Get a health coach, get a whatever you need. Because there's not clear paths for a lot of it. And even things where there are clear paths, sometimes it takes a different perspective. And you know, I would say the whole business of coaching and life coaching in general is like proving you wrong that you can't do a thing, and you know, calling you out on gently calling you out on the things that might be useful for you to change so that you can prove yourself wrong and start believing that you can do things and then doing the things, right? And that can be health, that can be tan, that can be anything, right? It's, you know, I think we know enough about the brain to also know that in terms of moving towards good health, there's a lot of these reframings we can try to do as well in order to move towards better health.
You know, I think about health chatter. I mean, you know, Clarence and I were sitting around, you know, over breakfast. You know, I wouldn't have described it as a wish. I would have described it as a dream. Can we make this happen? And, you know, 3.5 years later, look where health chatter has gone. And so it was not, there were steps along the way for sure. And logistics and creating a model, so to speak, for our shows. But I think the learning as you go is part of making a dream come true.
I want to ask a
Right.
question, though. I want to ask a real quick question, though. Dreams and collaborations.
Ooh, love it.
Okay. I'm trying to think about what I really want to say. I think I'm dreaming here. But anyway,
That's welcome here.
I think that people dream. But do they ever talk about, I mean, do they when and you helping people to find their dream, do they talk about the collaboration that also has to happen in these dreams? Because I think a lot of times people when they dream, again, I'm making a generalization here, it's all about them. You know, and it doesn't all the time include others. So I'm just thinking about dreams, collaboration. How do you help people to understand that aspect of it? I mean, you got a dream, but you can't do it by yourself. You know what I mean? But I think a lot of times when people dream, that's what they dream. They dream about, I'm going to do this.
Well,
Okay.
it really depends on the individual as well, and this is where one-on-one coaching comes in and why, I mean, group programs and workshops and events all have really great value, and then one-on-one coaching has great value as well, because with that you can really work one-on-one with the individual and find out what works for them. So for me, I know that collaboration is really important to me. In some ways, in some ways, and then independence is also important to me in other ways, right? So how do I integrate that into the steps that I want to take to create my dreams? So, for example, being invited to Costa Rica, right, where I met Stan, I didn't plan that trip. I didn't plan the retreat. I showed up at the airport, you know, I planned a workshop. I had some things taken care of for me, and that was really amazing, right? Just to have a platform where I could hold that container and create that workshop for everyone in the jungle, right? But I didn't have to do all of the work, and that was magnificent and glorious. Now, that's coming off the back of the woman who invited me, Laura. She helped me with my retreat the year before. So I did run a big dream retreat in Mexico. I did all the marketing to get people there. I did all the planning, and she came and supported me. Right. So there's collaborations, there's partnerships, and then there's knowing where you want to be independent and where you want some help and collaboration.
And you know, collaborations, if they help you get your dream to make your dream come true, what the heck? You
Yeah.
know,
Oh, great. Yeah. No,
I mean,
totally.
you know,
Absolutely.
so one of the things that you touched on, Diana, is the idea of reasonableness and doable. consciousness. How reasonable is this dream, Stan, that you have? How doable is this dream that you have? And so do you focus with people on more of a macro dream, macro, these big dreams, or do you focus more on more micro dreams?
You know, it really depends, but I'm gonna say, like, I love the audacious dreams. And I hope that I didn't ask you how reasonable is your dream, in order, in a way that made you think, oh, maybe that's unreasonable. Like,
No, no,
I
no.
want
I
it to
didn't
be,
feel that. I
I
didn't
want it
feel
to be completely unreasonable. You
that.
know, but that's not everyone's ready for that, right?
Right.
I've lived a whole life of creating unreasonable things. The things that I've done in my life, most people would think are absolutely unreasonable. And to me, it's like, I don't know, it's unreasonable to sit in an office that I hate under fluorescent lighting for 40 years because I think I'm supposed to, right? That's to me what seems unreasonable. So I'm like, great, we all have just have varying aspects and ideas of what it means to be reasonable and unreasonable. So the more unreasonable, the more inspired I get. All that said, you don't have to know at all what your big dream is. And you know, you were saying that this podcast idea came out of a brunch. And you know, maybe it was a big dream from the absolute beginning, and you were like, yes, this is my life's work. Or maybe it was just a whisper, right? Maybe it was just, hey, you know what would be cool? And like, oh, I think I could, that sounds really inspiring. Like, I'm inspired right now. And it can just be like a really, really tiny inspiration that moves you towards things. You don't ever have to have a big, audacious goal, right? You don't have to, you know, there's some of my clients who there's not like one specific thing that they're absolutely working towards. They just want to live a life where there feels in alignment with their soul and where they feel inspired. So maybe there's just this whisper of inspiration. But the key is you're following that because you're inspired rather than doing what someone else thinks maybe you should be doing, right? And I'm sure that when you started a podcast, you know, there were some people who were like, a podcast? You know, what do you know about podcasts, right? And here you are doing a podcast. So you need the whisper, right? You need the inspiration. You need the why to keep the inspiration going. And then you need to know that not every dream needs to happen, right? If you were like, we're going to do a podcast and a blog and an Instagram and blah, 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 like maybe a couple of those things would have fell by the wayside, but you had like a thing you could focus on.
Yeah, and you know, it becomes as you do, as you go about working on a dream, things become more reasonable.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, I tell clients this all the time. Whenever they're about to do something hard, I'm like, look, this is the hardest it will ever be. Like today,
Right,
it's
yeah.
the hardest it literally will ever be. And then next time you do this, it's going to be a little bit easier. And then I mean, it's like sometimes it's like a month later, and they're doing this thing that they were so terrified of. Like it's no big deal, and I have to remind them, like, hey, like a month ago, do you remember? This was terrifying to you. You thought there was no way you could do this, right? So let's
Yeah.
take that and remember it and bring that in next time you're afraid of doing something. The first time is always going to be as hard as it will ever be, and then it only gets easier.
So another thing I want to bring into this is what makes dreaming easier. So for instance, we were in the, you know, in the middle of the jungle, you know, and we were doing yoga, right? And we were meditating. And so my question is, are people more inclined to dream when they're in those meditative states or in the relaxing, taking deep breath states as opposed to, you know, running around ragged?
Yeah, I think it could eliminate a lot of clutter for sure. And being on a retreat in particular, it gets you out of your patterns, it gets you out of your systems, it gets you thinking differently for better or for worse, and can be challenging. I also think that humans might be a little bit, I don't know if it's American culture or humans in general, are a little bit addicted to, oh, I have to go on this retreat in order to renegotiate, reevaluate, right? And that's great if you can do that and you can afford it or take a week off or get there physically or whatever. But there's also lots of little retreat type things you can do in your life, right? You can listen to a song and see how it moves you. You can light a candle and sit there and look at it for 5 minutes. You can put your phone down and listen to the birds. And it's funny, I'm a really funny mix. I'm a very motivated, make things happen in the world kind of person. And then I also am 1,000% happy to be like sitting in a hammock with a ukulele. And oftentimes when people ask me what's my big dream, I'm like, it's sitting in a hammock with a ukulele on the beach without mosquitoes, obviously. Right? So there's that rest that we need. And that rest can look like whatever you want. But also the retreat that we were on, right? You're bringing back in the concept of community and collaboration and a container. And even if you weren't in charge of the collaboration, you still got to be part of it, right? Like you were part of that. You were a part of creating that experience for me, right? If you weren't there, I would have had a different experience. If I wasn't there, you would have had a different experience. So collaboration doesn't always have to look like doing big things. Yeah, I had another thought, but it went away.
It's also sharing too. I've come to realize that sharing is a big part of it. One thing that I've noticed, especially with people who are retired, it's like if you were to, I've asked this question of some of my friends, if you were to do it all over again, what would you do? Would you do the exact same? Would you be, a physician? Would you, be a public health professional? And you're like, for me, it's a slam dunk. I'd be a climatologist.
Ooh.
And people ask me why, and I said, because think about it. Every single day, everybody checks out what the weather is today. What I'm going to wear, what if I have to put a hat on when I go outside, it the
Amazing.
weather affects us all on a daily basis, and I think that's intriguing to me, although I've never done it, but
Well,
could be
then
a
you go,
dream.
if when you look at your why, it's like, okay, well, is that to be useful? Is that to be needed? Is that to help people? Is that
Yes,
because you want people to reach out to you, right? And say, hi, what's up? What should I do today, Stan? Right? Maybe you'd like some more phone calls in the morning, right? And that's where, what is a selfish reason? And I mean, I have selfish reasons for doing the big dream. I love talking to my clients. I'm constantly inspired by them. I'm constantly reminded that whatever stories I have about that are holding me back are garbage, right? Or like can be changed.
I mean, I think it's anyway, this has been great. I mean, we could keep dreaming. I mean, but the point that I really want to make for our listening audience is this, is dreaming, frankly, can really be good for your health. It really can. It can be enlightening. It can be really future oriented. It can help you to focus differently. And certainly, Diana, you brought that to light, just with me when I first met you. And so I thank you for that. Barry, last thoughts.
Well, I think that Diana has the secret sauce, which really is that in having a dream, dreams still are like clouds in a way, and you really need to get clarification. And it's really like peeling an onion to get more down to the core, to the nuggets, the things that can actually help to fulfill those dreams. And then just a quick, a side piece, again, back to the patient with pain, because I dealt with that a lot in hospice and stuff. And their dream or their goal was to not be in pain. But you have to peel that because, okay, and if you were able to either relieve your pain completely or markedly reduce it, why would that be important? And then all of a sudden, it's all these other things that come up. It's
Totally.
so that I could have my grandchildren sit on my lap. And you know, all these other things sort of come out that are obscured by this health issue. And so, you know, sort of the idea of getting it clarified and, you know, peeling the onion slowly, really is very helpful. And so this is very, very interesting. Thank
Yeah,
you.
maybe there's a different way you can get to that end goal of what you want or need rather than what you thought it was.
Exactly, right.
Clarence,
Well, you know, it's interesting.
words of wisdom.
Well, you know what? In all of this conversation, I kept thinking about this song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Nice.
I'm
Oh,
thinking
it's a
about
great
getting, you
song. You gonna sing it
know,
for us?
yeah. No. Actually,
Oh,
no, I can't
that's
sing.
my
But
big
anyway,
dream.
it's with a
Yeah,
guitar, not a
I
ukulele,
think
though, Matt.
I think what you said about dreaming and health, you know, really resonated with me. And so I just want to thank you for, you know, for thinking about it in that perspective. And I didn't think about it from that view, but I see what you're saying.
Diana, what do you want to say? Last thoughts.
Well, words of wisdom. Yeah, just listen. I'll say the cheesiest thing in the world, which is just listen to your heart, you know, like your heart's
Yeah.
telling you things. Just listen to your heart, you know, but just wherever you are in your health journey and your illness journey and in any journey, just listen, right? Listen to yourself, listen to your intuition, and trust it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been great having you. And
Thank you so much.
I
This is so
really
lovely.
appreciate your insight. It feels good. It
Oh,
really, really
good.
feels good. So for our listening audience, we got great shows coming up. Our next one should be interesting too. It's on PTSD in young women. Wow. So that's coming up. We're going to do a show on autism, dermatology, kids and health, men's stories about health. So these are going to be interesting shows coming up. So stay tuned to Health Chatter, and to everybody out in listening land, keep health chatting away.